Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello and good day to you. Yes, it's the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's Thursday, February 12th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Seems Samsung's got a few screens up their sleeve, and what I mean by that is that it looks like the Galaxy S6 is going to have screens covering three sides. Kind of a wraparound screen, shall we say. The rumors are the Galaxy S6 will be announced at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona next month, and according to Bloomberg, the Galaxy 6 will be an all-metal phone and feature a screen that covers three of its sides. Other sources are saying there's going to be two versions of Samsung's new flagship phone, one with a standard front-facing screen, and then the other one draped with a screen that covers front and both the left and right sides. Both screens, however, will measure 5.1 inches. So while we're on the subject of Samsung, let's talk about their TVs. More importantly, let's talk about, say, content you have on your hard drive and you want to sit down and, say, I don't know, watch a movie, only to be interrupted every 20 to 30 seconds with an ad. There's been a string of complaints online from customers using third-party video apps such as Plex, saying they're getting interrupted in their movie or TV show with Pepsi ads. What happens is the screen goes completely blank, and woo, yeah, you thirsty for some Pepsi? Samsung has explained that these sorts of ads are supposed to be opt-in only and was working with Yahoo to help improve the system. Yeah, what's that I smell, Samsung? Yeah, I think you stepped in something there. You got a driverless car? Chances are you don't, but hey, if you've got one, you feel like testing it out, head on over to Britain. Because driverless cars can now be legally tested on Britain's roads, starting today. The UK government is taking a light-touch, non-regulatory approach to driverless car testing to make the UK the premium location to bring them on over and let's test them out. The transport minister said that driverless cars are the future, and we want Britain to be at the forefront of it. The UK government will publish a driverless car code of practice in the spring. So later this year, Britons, I guess if you're in a car and you accidentally hit somebody, you can just get out and say, hey, it wasn't my fault. The car did it. Good news if you're an iPhone user, if you're living in San Francisco, New York, or London, apparently theft is down for your device. Primarily because of Apple implementing the kill switches. You know, that allows your phones to be turned off remotely when they're stolen. The number of stolen iPhones dropped 40% in San Francisco, 25% in New York, all right, and 20% in London, oh well. London Mayor Boris Johnson said that we've made real progress in tackling the smartphone theft epidemic that was affecting many major cities just 2 years ago. Meanwhile, Apple is saying to Mr. Johnson, what's this we crap? The BBC has said to Windows Media, bye-bye, because BBC's Audio Factory has gone live today. Actually, the broadcaster was saying sayonara to Windows Media last year when it was announced Audio Factory, a streaming tool delivering the codec AAC over HTTP, would be implemented. As of today, Audio Factory will carry 11 services, 6 nation services, and 40 local radio stations. The BBC actually was trying to hang on to Windows Media for as long as it possibly could, but saying that some systems have literally reached the end of their life. The hardware is, in some cases, literally rusting, and the software that is running on the system is no longer supported by companies that wrote it. The BBC went on to say, sadly, we can no longer afford to support every service on the existing legacy formats, since we are now retiring Windows Media. But how low of people won't be supported? According to the BBC, about 2 to 5% of listeners. So very, very low. Looks like maybe our streaming services could be going up in price. That is, if the changes push through for the proposed changes in copyright law for online music streaming. Last week, the United States Copyright Office released a report recommending sweeping reforms to the existing music licensing system. If this new increase is implemented, the proposed framework could lead to an overall increase in songwriters' royalties. I guess there's nothing wrong with that. The downside, however, is that much music streaming services are already paying the music industry about as much as they can. And you can bet if there's an increase in royalties, streaming services probably will have no choice but to pass that on to you. Chances are it's going to be quite a while before this thing actually does get pushed through. I can't help but think, though, remember the Grammys this week and the Mr. Suit and Tie guy getting up on stage saying, oh, you know, streaming services, you know, kind of pointing them out, you need to pay more. You think this could be a coincidence? And finally, most of us have probably been to IKEA. Yeah, I've been there. I've shopped there. I bought some crap there. I'm sure you bought some crap there, too. You got your beds over here. Got some chairs there. Table there. Oh, look, there's an iOS keyboard there and an Android keyboard that say, what? Yeah, that's right. IKEA has released a smartphone keyboard for iOS and Android. And yes, I can hear you coming through my headphones right now. Why? My question exactly. The keyboard that you're thinking of, no, it's not like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, no. These are emojicons. Yes, emojis. And IKEA is claiming that the keyboard is about improving relationships. Aww, just in time for Valentine's Day. The Swedish firm says that they want men and women to be able to communicate much better, and they believe their app can actually help them do that. This is really all just a bunch of BS, because I'll tell you the emojicons right now. Most of the icons are related to home, pets, food, drawers, couches, and beds. Ha! Improving relationships, more like improving profits. If you've got a story and no one else is going to listen, well, then we will. Send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your FRIDAY edition of the British Tech News Show. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful Thursday. And thank you so much for listening.